AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MySBC30. MySBC30. So welcome in, welcome in. I'm just going to love saying welcome in always when I come into the show. I think it's just so friendly, right? I'm going to talk about today something that I promised that I'd do a couple of months back. I thought, you know what? I think I'll do that today. I've been doing a lot of shows this year on grants, about grants, grant readiness, and for small businesses. Since the pandemic, we're seeing a lot more grants for small businesses coming out, which is fantastic. But at the end of the day, the lion's share of grants you'll see are still for 501c3 nonprofits because they are doing community work. They are supporting different programs and coming up with programs to be a support within our communities around the country. And so there is a space for them as a 501c3 to be able to garner grant opportunities. And so I'm going to talk to those nonprofits out there. If you have not had a real good experience on just getting regular grants, you don't have a high hit rate, you're applying and you're still getting the no's and the door shuts. And again, this is a very competitive process. It's very, very competitive. And so when you're going into it, sometimes there's a discouragement that I never win or we never win. And that's not the tack that you want to take. You want to begin really having the right type of plan. And one of the things that I talk to my clients about when a nonprofit comes to me and they want me to write their grant, they're excited about some grant, and I'm typically doing a quick assessment before I charge them anything. I have to make sure that they are, number one, are they grant ready? Are you grant ready? When I say, are you grant ready, what does that mean to you? What process is going through your mind that you may or may not be grant ready? And you could have been established as a nonprofit for years and not be grant ready. And how grantors are assessing, they're going through so many applications, like the MBDA Capital Readiness Program that was just announced. That was actually supposed to be announced prior to probably somewhere towards the latter part of June, because the program was supposed to start July 1st. And so the Minority Development Business Administration arm of the government, the Capital Readiness Program, is for socially economic disadvantaged individuals, women in business, minorities in business, that don't have really all of the tools, all of the resources, and a balance in getting access to capital. And so it's a great program. The SSBCI program, State Small Business Credit Initiative, that it comes out of that legislation. And when you look at these opportunities and the process that it takes to really ensure that the grantor is doing their best or should be doing their best at selecting the candidates or the awardees to the best of their ability. Now, there's some politics sometimes that plays a role in the background of getting grants, and you can't control that. You have to just do the best that you can, and if you think something wonky is going on, if I were you, I would question it. I would challenge that. But for the Capital Readiness Program that was just announced by the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, initially there was over 18,000 submissions, a source shared with me. And so that took a lot of weeding through. And the first thing that grantors are going to do is they're going to do their best to disqualify you fast. So when you're looking at doing grants and you're looking at submitting, before you spend a dime on a grant writer, before you do anything that is going to cost you a significant amount of money or time, effort, because you might be looking at what the grant award is, and maybe what they oftentimes they may have a award ceiling and award floor, and you're really excited about that, and you're like, hey, we can do this, and the grant package is 90 pages or 120 pages or some amount of pages, and you haven't gone through it, so you yourself have not disqualified yourself. And so you want to, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do my best to disqualify you. Because if I can disqualify you, they will absolutely disqualify you. Now you've spent a lot of money submitting for an opportunity that you're not really ready to submit for or qualified for. And so that's two things. You know, are you really grant ready? Right? Number one. And number two, is there anything in it that keeps you from legitimately competing, that disqualifies you? And if it is, the next question would be, can we fix it? Can we plug that hole? And if so, that would be the next step on plugging that hole to make you eligible. So you want, and I don't care how, what the grant size is, whether it's a micro grant, maybe it's $5,000 or it's $500,000. See, make sure that you go through the process of disqualifying the company. Because it could be things like, maybe you need to have some sort of certification. Maybe you need to, if it's a federal grant, maybe you need to be in the, you know, SAM system, and you're not. And even though the Dun and Bradstreet number is not heavily used anymore, you still may need it. And do you have your unique entity identification number? You have to ask those questions. You know, do you what's qualifying you? And this is just overall, because the UEI and all of that you're going to have for the for-profit organizations is, you know, to make sure that they can compete with opportunities that come out of the government. So that's relatively new, that guidance that was changed, I want to say last year sometime. So if you want to do business with the government and all of that, that's sort of the things that you need to go through. But my point being is that you have to take a very hard look at your organization. So for so to get a little bit more granular with the nonprofits that maybe you're new, maybe your 501c is a couple of years old, or maybe it's not any years old. And I want to give you some guidance today on some of the best practices and strategies on getting grant ready, making sure that you are dotting your I's, crossing your T's. So number one, in grant readiness, believe it or not, do you have a business plan? Have you written a business plan for your organization? What are the programs that you're going to provide for the community? What have you done so far in the community? Have you done anything? Have you run any of the programs? Or are you looking for someone just to pick up your program and get you going? What are you investing in the program to get it off the ground, if it is not off the ground? And so you want to make sure that your programs are intact. And it would be really great if you have a track record. You know, when you're competing for grants and the grantor, they want to put their resources in a safe place, an organization that has had a track record. Do they have a good track record? How are you tracking your results? What kind of data analytics do you have? What are the success stories? Do you have any success stories? And so when you're frustrated without being awarded any grants, and maybe you haven't won any, maybe you applied, and you haven't won any. Well, that's an interesting situation. And when you're new going after grants, go after the small stuff. Go after the low-hanging fruit. What's going on locally in your community? Wherever you're at, what's going on locally? What's your government doing? Are there little $5,000 grants you can get and build upon that? So you understand when you're getting higher dollars, you really have to have the right type of infrastructure and system in. And certainly it would be helpful to have someone who's familiar with bookkeeping for federal funding, federal money. Now, it doesn't have to just be federal resources. You can certainly get grants from corporations like Coca-Cola. I love looking at Coca-Cola's giving record. They are absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. They give a portion of their revenue every year out in grants throughout the world. Amazing. If you want to check out their giving record, go out to Coca-Cola Foundation and take a peek. You will be impressed. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about grants for nonprofits, specifically those young nonprofits out there that, you know, you're early in your nonprofit and you have this burning desire to impact your community, and you're struggling getting awarded funding. And so understanding, before I went to break, understanding your eligibility requirements is important. And that would be true for the different government levels, city, state, county, maybe school districts, nonprofits, those organizations that desire to give into an organization. Like I shared, Coca-Cola is really great. Coca-Cola Foundation, I'm telling you, they just are amazing. The CocaColaFoundation.com. And if you want to apply, you certainly can apply online. And T take your swing at that. But before you do, get ready. If you do not have a business plan that outlines your nonprofit for it to be successful, the programs and what you're offering, and again, plans are live documents, so you'll adjust according to changes that happen through our economy. Maybe there's a pandemic, and so you want to make sure that you adjust your plan and use your plan. It is a great asset to gain access to capital, but it's the most important asset, the most important reason to have a business plan is to make sure that you are successful, that your business is running. A nonprofit is a business. Nonprofit is not code for we don't make money. It just means that the money that you bring into the company is invested back into the nonprofit. You don't have, you're not giving out dividends. If you are, you're not supposed to. But you're pouring it back into the company, you're investing it. It's paying for payroll, and it's paying for the programs, and it's paying for the functioning and operations of the business. And so, what about, so number one, are you eligible? So make sure that you disqualify yourself. If you're just tuning in, this is what I talked about in our first segment. Make sure you disqualify yourself and then see if you can fix it. Number two, do you have a business plan? We're talking about getting grant ready for nonprofits that really wanna increase their hit rate, increase your ability to win grant. And now you're not going to win them all. There's always going to be some losses, but you can increase your hit rate. I have a pretty high hit rate when I'm helping my clients go after grants, right? And sometimes I give them advice that they can choose to adhere to or not. And typically when they don't, they do not win. They do not win. Just saying. Listen to your grant writer. Listen to the one that's advising you. Because sometimes because nonprofits, they're social entrepreneurs, right? So you're so passionate about what you're doing. And as a result, you can miss opportunities and lose opportunities because you're holding on to the vision and what you're doing so tightly that there's not room to breathe, room to make some adjustments, rooms to keep you in a place where you can continue to gain access to different types of funding, grant funding. Number three, what about a funding plan? Do you have a funding plan? Do you have something that you put together that you can track your grants? So, for example, if you're one of those nonprofits and it's like, I want to just, you just do this one or two big grants a year and you're trying to, run your program off that and it's been successful and you've been able to get re-awarded. And the problem with that is that you have this expectation to be awarded the same grant that you've been awarded, say maybe for the last 5 years, for those that are existing nonprofits, been out there a little bit. The challenge with that, the problem with that is that when they decide not to re-award you, what happens? I've seen it. And they're looking for fresh ideas, they're looking for giving other opportunities to other nonprofits that have fresh programs or whatever the case may be. So be careful of that trap of comfortability and keep bringing new, fresh ideas to your programs. And so I talked about the politics behind awarding grants. You know, and it's supposed to be a level and fair playing field, but there's politics behind these processes. And again, if you are concerned about any of them, then and not being awarded, then you should address it diplomatically, of course. So make sure that you develop a funding plan. Make sure you're tracking what's happening with your grants. And you should have a grant writer on staff. It's really expensive to hire someone like myself who's writing grants and doing, responding to federal announcements and solicitations and requests for proposals and quotes and all kinds of things to that would give you opportunities to have be awarded a grant program or funding or a program that supports the community. It's pretty expensive. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more on grants for nonprofits. You listen to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about funding for nonprofits, how to increase your hit rate, how to really take a closer look at improving your Grant Olympics competition, right? And so before we went to break, we talked a little bit about the funding plan, developing a funding plan, and making sure that you are closing the gap, if you will, on the needs that are out there. Who's your target population? What are the programs that are important that you are servicing? Are there programs out there already? What's that competition look like? Can you be awarded an opportunity that can be refunded repeatedly over each year, or that sometimes awards are 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, when they circle back around, can your grant be re-awarded? What about in your funding plan, one of the things you want to think about is, are there needs not being fulfilled that you can fulfill? You know, going after access to capital for nonprofits is not real different in terms of going after your customers if you're a for-profit organization. You have a target market. You have services, you have products, you have something that you're trying to get to them. And you're getting your resources from various types of organizations, agencies, corporations, and so on. So you really want to build a strong funding plan and process that you are tracking. And are there any announcements from your local government, state government, county governments that are seeking new programs to fund? You got to stay on the lookout, and you can track these things, building a funding plan. The other thing that you want to think about are, who are your partnerships and relationships? Are you connected to grant-making agencies, or just showing up? Are you developing, cultivating relationships, collaboratives, intermediaries to better position your organization to meet needs that are desirable by funders, grantors? networking doesn't change for nonprofits. Just like for-profits are networking and building relationships, you need to network and build relationships. Build relationships with your elected officials. Build relationships with your community and corporations and community engagement officers. And you know what's great about corporations is, especially these large corporations, they all have giving policies. They're giving back in some form, some way. Do your homework. What are they giving back into? And are you a nonprofit that is able to support them in fulfilling that need? Very important. So keep that in mind. And I've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to keep it slow and steady here. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of this show. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We are coming to you live here. Welcome into the Concierge segment of the show. Looks like we're a little bumpy coming into the show, but that's live radio, so go figure. So let's talk a little bit, before we get back to our talks, nonprofits, I'm going to get back to you, I promise you. We're doing so many cool things here at the Small Business Concierge, and I want to share a little bit with you. Our Small Business Fitness Center is just, businesses are loving it, from for-profit to nonprofit businesses, getting an opportunity to develop and build and grow their businesses and organizations. That's what you want to do, absolutely. And so if you go out to our website, you can kind of see a little bit of that. And the biggest question I think rolling around in my head from these businesses, everyone wants money, everyone needs money, and it seems to be targeted towards grant money. I want grant money, not a loan, not a line of credit. I want some cash to get my vehicles. I want cash to start a business. And I don't want to get into for-profit businesses, but the bottom line is everyone, these businesses want financing, want money. Why? And we're still feeling that aftermath of COVID. I keep talking about that. And it's like COVID's gone. COVID's not gone. The emergency of COVID is gone, because we have some solutions now. But COVID is alive and well, and you have to continue to take care of yourself out there. But it really shook the world, and it shook small businesses, nonprofits. And so we, like I said, have seen this upswing. Now, when you talk about the availability of grants out there, the government gives out about $500 million in grants, okay, annually. And so you want to look at those. Are there, and for you nonprofits, I mean, you should be combing these websites and these grant-making agencies and keeping a pulse on their announcements, and making sure that you're not missing opportunities, but you want to be grant ready. I'm diving back into my little spiel here. because I'm leading to some of the things that we're doing at the Small Business Concierge World. We are a big supporter of nonprofits. We're a big supporter of small businesses, women in business. You power women out there. We are a big supporter of your future and your business and the things that you're doing. You should come check out our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz and our Small Business Fitness Center, our subscription membership portal. You will love it. We just continue to build it and grow it and develop our relationships, like I was talking about in the previous segment. Relationships to any business are important. Relationships to your nonprofit are important. Relationships in building and staying connected to grant-making agencies is invaluable. So we talked about eligibility, business planning, developing a funding plan, comprehensive, your process so that you can track what you're doing. If you don't get funding in that funding plan, you want to notate what happened. Go back and ask them, see if they'll give you some feedback so you can compete again. Just because there's a no today doesn't mean that it won't be a yes tomorrow. So don't get discouraged with that. And when you're researching, let's talk a little bit about researching different types of grants. You've got private sector grants, you've got public grants, you've got corporate grants, you've got donations, and let's not forget those in-kind resources. Keep track of those wins. You want to increase your hit rate. We want to know what you've done before. Inquiring minds want to know. And if you need matching funds, where are you going to get those matching funds? What agencies? So relationships with, maybe it's your elected officials, that the county or the city can match funds that are supporting specific initiatives that they're trying to solve in the cities and counties and state. You have to make sure that you are turning over every rock. It is an intensive process. And that's why I really encourage you. I work with organizations that also have their grant writer on staff, and they'll bring me in for support. And so you have this team that's bringing different ideas and information and strategies on how to best win. If you're going after $1.4 million, $2 million awards, you want to bring the best people to your team so you can go after bigger awards by being grant ready and being supportive. Small Business Concierge, what we're doing is one of the subscription plans that we have now developed and have added to our arsenal of support is our grant readiness plan to help nonprofits, including businesses. For-profit businesses can subscribe to this plan. It's absolutely fine. But it is a subscription plan that focuses on supporting you in your grant journey. Videos, all kinds of goodies for you to help you take it to the next level. I got to get out of here. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the bottom of the show. You power nonprofits out there that is wanting to get resources that can benefit the market, target market that you're looking for. And so let's just do a quick recap. Eligibility, make sure that you are checking out that application. You're checking out what that announcement is saying. Is there anything that makes you ineligible? And if it does, how do you fix it? How do you fix it? You want to be able to fix that. If you can't fix it, move on to the next grant opportunity. Number two, do you have a business plan? Make sure that you put a business plan together for your organization and make sure you keep it updated so you can utilize that. Number three, develop a funding plan. Chart out your process. I like using tables, so I usually build a funding plan using Excel, and so I can chart out everything. I know who the grantor, who's the point of contact, what are the key information that I need to know, like submission dates and announcement dates of awardees, comments, did we win or lose, were we awarded or not. And so you want to put a comprehensive funding plan together. And if you're using a funding plan and you only have a couple of grants that you have submitted for this year, you should be constantly submitting, which means that you need some help. If you are not a very big nonprofit, but you want to try to either get a volunteer in or get someone in that can help you make sure that you're keeping that pipeline of grants full and filled. Make sure that you're doing, number four, doing your research on the type of grants and opportunities that are out there, from in-kind donations to private funding, public funding, federal funding, which is loads of opportunities out there. You want to make sure, and proposals. We didn't really talk about proposals. You can propose. You can take your program to an agency and do your homework, right? What are agencies looking for in terms of your program, right? So maybe you can do a proposal to an organization that could fund you, that you've done your homework on and you know that they fund in that direction. Coca-Cola, again. But look at these major organizations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Great, they do a lot of work around the world, third world nations. If you are that person and you have a nonprofit that's supporting third world nations in some capacity, that might be an organization that you kind of go look for. And sometimes you can find online these great lists of different types of foundations and grantors. And I have, in the past, I've had several of those lists that you can, and it changes over time. And so you can grab these lists and find out who's really funding. And then again, with our small business concierge, we are for you. We're for nonprofits, and if you need some support and you want to really increase your hit rate and really do the work at an affordable rate, our videos, we have grant videos, we have grant, we have a grant readiness workshop coming up here soon. I almost forgot about that. We've got, and we kind of rotate these out. And so if you are interested in our grant writing, grant readiness 6-month intensive workshop. It's actually going to start on August 28th. Email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. I'll send you the information. The whole program is laid out. You get all of those goodies when you request more information. And so you will go from the foundation of grant readiness to submitting. The goal is to get you to submit at least 1 to 3 grants within that 6 months. And you also get access to 6-month subscription of the Small Business Concierge Portal. So you have access to the videos and have access to the resources that you will need during that program, or we have our wonderful kind of DIY, you're learning a lot on your own, but our subscription, that's a couple of bucks a month, $67 a month to be exact, that you can use a small business concierge membership, the Small Business Fitness Center. You get access to Live Plan for 30 days to build your business plan if you don't have it, funding, your financials, all kinds of things to help you build and develop your positioning. You want to be positioned and postured right to submit for opportunities that are out there. The competition is so seriously intense, and you want to be ready. If you want to get ready, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. Go check out our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. You have an awesome weekend. This is Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.